morning. Race car driver Bill Vukovich won the Indianapolis 500 in both 1953 and 1954, an accomplishment up to that point that was rather rare. And he was asked, what is the secret of your success? What is the secret of your success to be able to win the Indianapolis 500 two consecutive years? And he said, well, it's rather simple. There's no secret. You press the accelerator all the way to the floor and you steer left. That's pretty simple. And of course, we know that there is much more to be involved, much more involved than just that in being a successful race car driver, yet those are the basics, aren't they? I mean, when you get down to it, you cannot be successful without those two things, without pushing the accelerator down and accelerating and turning left. So those are the basic foundational things about how to be successful. Well, the best way to be successful in any endeavor is to remember the basics, and remember that the basics are what enables people to be successful. If it's a football team, it's blocking, passing, catching, those basic things that a team has to do to be successful, to win games. Now, as we continue our thoughts this year on being more than conquerors in the army of the Lord, I want us to begin as all soldiers do, with basic training. And today we begin a series of lessons called Basic Training, and we're going to go back and we're going to work on the basics. I went to the United States Army website, and the U.S. Army website defines basic training as this: a training course that transforms civilians into soldiers. And during that training, participants learn, they say, the core values of the Army, how to work together, and what it takes to succeed. In our lessons, as we go through these basic training series of lessons, these lessons will show us the basics of Christianity. And ultimately, these lessons are designed to take an individual from alien sinner to soldier for Christ. These lessons are designed to teach us core values that will enable us to be successful as we fight the spiritual war that each and every one of us as children of God are engaged in daily, and to do so successfully. To successfully fight the battle in our own lives against sin and the battle of taking the gospel to the lost and dying souls of our world. These values will teach us those things necessary to be able for us as the Lord's church to work together and work together and to succeed in the cause and the purpose that we have been called to do. You know, somebody might ask, and I've had people say this, Nathan, we just, you know, simple sermons on basic things are just boring for a lot of us. And why do we have to have lessons on the basics, on simple basic principles of Christianity? And I believe there are some simple reasons for a study of the simple basics. First of all, ask yourself this morning how well you know the basic teachings of Christianity. Can you this morning teach someone the basic teachings of the Bible in regards to Christianity and being saved? Can you tell someone today why the church is the only place for salvation? Can you tell someone this morning why we worship and do the things that we do when we assemble here together upon the first day of the week? Can you tell them why we assemble on the first day of the week? Why we partake of the Lord's Supper? Can you, from a biblical perspective, tell them, teach them those things? Can you teach them why baptism for the remission of sins is absolutely essential to one's salvation? Can you tell them who God is? Can you prove to them that God is real? Can you teach them about the Bible? Show them that it is from God and that it is not just another good book that our world has a plethora of, but it is God's one sole book that has directions for how we are to live our lives. Can you tell somebody what they must do and show them in the Bible where it says they must do those things? Can you tell them what faith is? If somebody said, what is faith?
Folks, the answer is more than just acknowledging God. And yet, faith is the foundational aspect of our salvation. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, "For without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him." It is the first thing. But can you tell somebody what that is? Can you explain it? And give them biblical backup for what you're saying. Now, these are just a few questions that if one cannot answer, they need the lessons that we are about to embark upon. The definite, you know, these are the questions that we must answer in order to fight the daily battle that we are called to fight in Christ Jesus. The writer of Hebrews spoke of those who should have been teachers but were not, when he wrote in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12, "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food." And that text brings us to the second point I want us to think about when we think about why do we want to go back and look at basics. Why do we want to study the very fundamental aspects of Christianity? And that is, the writer of Hebrews is speaking of the old adage, if you don't use it, you lose it. I can tell you that for a fact. I took Greek in college. But for the first years of my ministry, I just didn't think I really needed all that much Greek. And so I didn't do much with it, and I didn't study it, and I didn't use it in my preparation like I try to now. And I forgot nearly every bit of it because I didn't use it. You learn a second language. I learned a little bit of Spanish when I was working with homeless people in Houston, Texas. But yet I have not spoken it anymore since then. And I don't remember a single phrase that I learned. So if you don't use it, you ultimately will lose it. You know, all of us at our conversions should have been knowledgeable to some degree of these basic teachings of Christianity, that they are the things that would have initially built faith in our lives. They are the things that would have led us to understand what we needed to do in regards to our sins and to find salvation in Jesus Christ. Yet too many Christians spend years after their conversion failing to study their Bibles as they should. And as a result, we lose knowledge instead of increasing in it. That's what Hebrews chapter 5 is talking about. That's what the writer of Hebrews is saying. He said, for by this time you should have been here, but you're really even below where you started. You've got to go back and learn the very basic, simple things again. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 10, Paul says, "For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work." Listen to the last phrase, "increasing in the knowledge of God." According to Paul, we please the Lord by two things. We walk in a manner worthy of the Lord in two things. Number one, bearing spiritual fruit. Growing in those things that God calls us to be, to have those attitudes and those desires and those actions that God wants us to have. That's spiritual fruit. So one is spiritual fruit, but the second is that we increase in our knowledge. That's how we please the Lord. That's how we walk in a manner worthy of Him. And you know, that's one that we so often let go of. Somehow we think that it's not important to study God's Word. Somehow we forget that we are called to continuously increase in that if we are to be faithful Christians. We forget that in the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord said to hunger and thirst for righteousness. Psalm 119 tells us that all God's commandments are righteousness. So as we hunger and thirst, we long for God's Word. And there is plenty there to feed us. And Jesus said, you will be filled. There's all we need in this life found in God's Word if we only believe that and will apply ourselves to it. Nor according, there is no, according to Paul here, there is no sitting still. There is only growing in knowledge or losing ground in having need to be taught again the basics, as the Hebrew writer stated. We must constantly remind ourselves, though, or through, rather, the study foundational principles of our faith in order to never let them slip away. We have to constantly do that. As we study the simplest of matters more, we will begin to see the depths of great knowledge that God has placed even in His most simple teachings. That is the amazing thing about the Bible. That's one of the things that I find most amazing. Am I not working at all? I can't get that out. I'll just stay right here. Is that okay? It's stuck. I may have to go home with that. You know, one of the things that I enjoy most whenever I am studying God's Word is to find those things that I never saw before. To read the same Scripture that I've read 1,000 times before, and all of a sudden it clicks in my head. I see something I never saw before. That thrills me. I just get the biggest kick out of that because I go, that's God's Word. That's how great it is. That even one verse read 1,000 times, there's still something else to find in it. So we will find that great depth of knowledge that only God could put in the Bible. And this will cause us to grow to levels of understanding that will enable us to have a foundation of knowledge that will open the doors. I mean, when we understand these basic things and we understand them at great depth, they will open the doors in our lives to the knowledge and understanding of things that are more difficult in Scripture. When we have these things, we have a foundation laid in our life of these basic, fundamental, foundational teachings, then the doors will swing wide open to understanding the more difficult teachings that God's Word has in it. So we look at God's Word and we delve into it. And we look for those things that will help us understand those more difficult teachings, as Paul calls it, the meat of the gospel. You know, the milk of simplicity strengthens us for the consumption of the meat that will enable us then to fully reach the maturity that God wants us to reach. The solid food, according to Hebrews 5:14, is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil. Practice. He says, based on their practice, because they have practiced not only in their life as far as living the things that are found in God's Word, but have also practiced using God's Word in their regular daily study as well. Because how else can I know how to live it if I haven't studied it and learned it and placed it in my heart? This enables them to be trained to discern good and evil. See, when we understand these basic things and we build on our lives and we continue to build our knowledge on this firm foundation of these basics, we're going to better be able to see what is right and what is wrong. We are less likely to be carried astray by those that would teach those things that are not in keeping with God's will, because we'll immediately say, wait a minute, I know what the Bible teaches on that, and what you're saying is not right. And we will not be easily carried away by people that have flattering speech and the ability to twist God's Word. These people in Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 14, they used it, and therefore they did not lose it, and they were able to discern right and wrong. And third, we need to study these things because it is how we build faith in God. Romans 10:17 tells us that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. How do I get faith? Well, I got to have faith. We've already mentioned that from Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, that without faith it is impossible to please Him, to please God. How do I get that? Through the study of God's Word. So the very foundational thing that I have to please God, I can only obtain through study. Through knowing God's Word, through applying myself to His book. These principles are that which form the very first foundation of our life of faith. And they are that which we build upon throughout our lives. The faith we cultivate in lives given to Christ will enable us to endure whatever we must endure for the cause of Christ. In Luke chapter 6 and verse 45, Jesus says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and excellent. And I want us to stop right there for just a moment because there's something important in that text. Number one, for us to hear His words or to know His words, we have to study His words. We cannot even begin to do what He says here if we have not given ourselves to a study of God's Word. I would venture to say that many of us have read large novels, and I would venture to say that some of us have never read the Bible. And those novels have nothing for us. They give us absolutely zero in life. And yet God's Word gives us everything. We need to reassess our study life. Jesus goes on, He says, I will show you whom He is like. This is that person that hears My words and acts on them. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid a foundation on the rock. And when a flood occurred, the torrent burst against the house and could not shake it because it had been well built. See, we, like the wise builder, dig deep when we study hard and long so that we may find and write those things in our heart that secure us and our foundations to the solid rock of Jesus Christ. We dig deep into God's Word. You know, He didn't just find the foundation right there on the surface. He had to go down and get it. He had to go down and latch on to it. And we're going to have to dig and we're going to have to get after it and get down there and find it. He has given it to us. But for us to build the house that we need to build for Christ in our lives, in other words, it's going to take effort on our part. My friends, why in the world should we be excused from hard effort when we look at what Christ did to enable us to even have the opportunity to put forth the effort? Somehow we think salvation should just be given to us and we should have to do very little. But yet look at what Christ did. Who are we to be better than Him? The servant is not better than the master. And if the master put forth the effort that he put forth, he expects the same from each and every one of us. Your faith is only as strong as your knowledge of God's Word. It does not matter how many good deeds you do. It does not matter how much you love. It does not matter how much you do for the church or how often you're here. Those things cannot make up for a life of weak faith brought on by a lack of diligence and dedication to the study of the will of God. They will never make up for it. They will never somehow excuse us from it. Those things cannot change what we have done. The foolish builder was lazy and did not choose to dig deep and was ultimately destroyed because his house was weak, because he didn't want to dig down. He didn't want to get to the foundation, to the hard rock for the foundation. So he just wanted to build on the surface. He just wanted to exist just on the top. And his house could not stand. And if we do not build down and find the faith that is found at the solid rock of Jesus Christ and His Word, when the storms of this life or the storms of judgment one day come upon us, we will fall. And as Jesus said, great will be the fall thereof. It will be truly devastating for us in our lives. Faith comes from the Word of God. More Word, more understanding and knowledge of God's Word, the greater faith that we will be able to have in Him. The more we dig, the stronger our house will be, the better it will be able to endure the storms that are sure to come. In the weeks ahead, we will go back to the basics. We're going to lay our foundations deep. We're going to dig deep. We're going to know what faith is. We're going to know why we do the things that we do, why we say we are what we are. And the God, we're going to know more about the God that we're here to worship every Sunday morning. We're going to dig deep and find the foundation and put that foundation upon the rock of Jesus Christ and do those things that He has commanded. We will look deeply at God, at the Bible, at salvation, the plan of salvation, so that each and every one of us should have a working knowledge of what the plan of salvation is. And so if somebody says to me, what do I need to do to be saved? You can give them an answer from God's Word. And we can all apply ourselves to these things. We will learn more about the church. We will learn more about eternal reward and eternal punishment. I ask you that as we go forward from this Sunday to join me as we dig deep into the wonderful teachings of God. And I ask you to not just dig on Sunday morning here with me, but to be digging every day of the week into God's Word, finding the rock to build your life upon, building your faith, increasing your knowledge, and therefore being pleasing to the Lord, walking in a manner worthy of Him. Let me tell you this morning, the most basic information that I can give you right now is that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the wage of that sin is death, according to Romans chapter 6. This morning, if you have not come to Jesus Christ, there is no hope in your life because He is the hope. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And you cannot get to God the Father except through Him. So found the basic lesson, the basic message for you this morning is that you need to come to Christ. Come believing in Him. Repenting of your sins, changing your life, that you might conform your life into what He wants it to be, that you might He might transform you into His child. Confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and be buried in baptism. Raised from that watery grave to walk a new life, as Romans 6 tells us, a new life in Christ. A life that has changed, a life where the old man of self has been put to death and the new man in Christ lives on with Christ directing the way. If you're not a child of God this morning, we hope and pray that you'll do those things. Maybe you are a child of God this morning. Maybe you haven't been increasing in your knowledge though. Maybe you haven't been doing those things that are necessary to be pleasing to the Lord, to be walking in a manner worthy of the Lord. And I hear people say, well, there's no way to walk worthy. No, there is a way to walk worthy because Paul says there's a way to walk worthy. We walk worthy by increasing in our knowledge, by bearing those spiritual fruit. Maybe you haven't been doing one of those. Maybe you haven't been increasing in your knowledge because you haven't been studying as you should. Maybe you were baptized and you just thought that you didn't have to continue on your search. You didn't have to continue to dig. Change your mind in regards to that today. Turn your life around. Begin searching God's Word that you might know what you need. That you might build your foundation on something solid that will endure no matter what this life may throw at you. And that you will definitely be able to endure the storms of judgment. You know, I've heard a lot of Christians say, when asked, are you saved? I don't know. If you don't know this morning, find out. Because your eternal salvation should never be hinged on the, I don't know. And yet we can know right here. It has been given to us. If we can assist you in any way this morning in coming to Christ, whether as an alien sinner coming to Christ to obey the gospel, to have your sins washed away and to become a part of the family of God, we rejoice in that and we hope that we can help you. If you're a child of God this morning and you need prayers, or you feel like you need strength, need encouragement from your family here, we stand ready to assist you in that way as well. Won't you come as we stand and as we sing? Sleep. Teresa comes this morning saying that she wants help just to be better at putting God first in her life. And we all understand that struggle, and we appreciate her example in showing us someone who desires truly to serve God first and foremost in their lives. She wants your prayers and asks for your encouragement in doing that. And she has prayed to God and knows that God will encourage her and strengthen her in that. Lily comes this morning saying that she has allowed the actions of others to affect her life, to affect her Christian life, to affect what she does at church, to affect how she functions in the Lord's family. And she wants prayers that she can do better in regards to doing what she's supposed to do, regardless of what others say or do. She wants strength and help and reaching out to those people to not only help herself, but to help them as well, that they might have a better relationship. She wants to just be better. And we appreciate that. We know that struggle in life is so common. As we deal with each other and we deal with our differences and we deal with our personality conflicts and different things, those things all come into play. And we have to learn how to work past those things, and those are very difficult endeavors. And we appreciate her, and God bless her in that example that she has set to overcome these difficult things in her life. I'm going to ask Brother Jim, if he would, to come and word of prayer on behalf of both of these fine ladies.
Join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you for this opportunity to come to you in prayer on behalf of Teresa and Lily. Father, we pray for strength for them as Teresa strives to put you first in her life, and that she may be able to find that strength whenever she needs it. That may she may always know that you are with her, that you love her. We're thankful for Lily's desire to put you first as well in her walk with you, that she would not allow others to affect her relationship with you and with the church. And Father, we pray for wisdom as we encourage both Lily and Teresa as a congregation, that we might be able to build them up and to give them a little bit of a strength that they may need from us as well. We pray for your help in this as we look for ways that we may be able to be an encouragement to each other. Father, we pray that we will all endeavor to do those things that would be the things that would help all of us get to heaven, that we may be able to work together.